Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
The terrorists are traitors to their own faith, trying in effect to hijack Islam itself. The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. And this was a portion of the speech which was given by our past president, President George W. Bush, in the first State of the Union address after September 11. And as you heard, it began with the clap of the hands, and it ended with the clap of the hands of who? By all our politicians. These are the 100 senators and the 435 congressmen and women. And now let us critique this great, dangerous speech. First of all, President Bush said the terrorists are traitors to their own faith. And I wonder how much President Bush know about Islam, because if he know Islam and the terrorists of September 11, those 19 hijackers, he will never call Islam a faith. Just for him to name Islam to be a faith is a great evidence to me and to anyone who knows the truth about Islam that the president is ignorant of Islam. And as we will see in the end of our program today, that this is not true, but the opposite is true. For the terrorists are the ones who practice their own faith in every word Allah stated in the Quran and Muhammad commands in the Hadith. Then President Bush said the terrorists are trying, in effect, to hijack Islam itself. And I'm sorry, Mr. President, you're dead wrong again. Because these 19 hijackers did not hijack Islam, but actually Islam hijacked them. For they were the victims of the barbaric cult of Islam, which sadly you and most of the leaders of the free world today know nothing about. Then Mr. Bush said the enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. And here I have to correct you, Mr. President, once again. There is no such thing as Muslim friends. For if a man or a woman is a Muslim, he or she cannot be our friends. And the proof of that is the judgment and the commands of the word of Allah in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, if we go to Quran chapter 5 and verse 51, we'll read Allah's words, which clearly teaches all you who have believed. So Allah here is speaking to Muslim believers. He's not talking to radicals. He's not talking to extremes. He's not talking to terrorists. He's simply talking to Muslim believers. And notice, I'm not going to interpret the verse for you. I'm just reading and emphasizing on the words of the verse to you. So Allah in Quran 5:51 said, O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as friends. What do we learn from that verse? I promise you, if you give this verse to your children, 8-9 years old, they will tell you exactly what Allah said in that verse. No extreme interpretation, but simply the reading of the word of Allah declared to every Muslim believer to not take the Jews nor the Christians as friends. And listen carefully to the rest of the verse. They are friends to one another. Allah here is telling the Muslims that the Jews are the friends of the Christians and the Christians are the friends of the Jews. Listen carefully to the end of the verse. And whoever among you takes them as friends, so surely he is of them. Which means what? If a Muslim take a Jew for a friend, the Muslim will become a Jew. And if the Muslim take a Christian for a friend, the Muslim will become a Christian. And Allah ended this wonderful, loving, peaceful verse, that is Quran chapter 5, verse 51, with the following statement. Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. Which means what, Mr. President? It means it is sin for any Muslim to take any Jews or any Christians for friends. I hope this clarifies your error, Mr. President. And then Mr. Bush stated that the enemy of America is not the many Arab friends. I may agree with you on a portion of that statement, because now we are not talking about Muslims, we're talking about Arabs. Because I promise you, there are thousands of Christian Arabs in the world who love America. They are not an enemy to America. But you need to be careful, Mr. President, because you failed to emphasize which Arabs you're talking about. Because all Muslim Arabs are not our friends, as it is stated throughout the Quran and the Hadith. And to prove to you my point, here is Muhammad's own words. In the Hadith, Muhammad told the Arabs, these are the Muslim believers who believed in Muhammad, the following. Do not initiate peace to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley. Yes, indeed, Mr. President, Arab Christians are our friends. But Arab Muslims who believe in Allah and the teachings of Allah in the Quran, and those who believe in Muhammad and in the teachings of Muhammad in such hadiths as I just have read, know for sure that they will not take us for friends. But actually, they would like to start a fight with us. That's why if they meet us on a road, they will force us to the narrowest alley of the road. That is to play the role of a bully, simply for the purpose of starting a fight with the Jews or the Christians. Then Mr. Bush ended this piece of his speech by the following. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them. Boy, oh boy, Mr. Bush, I wish you could have heard your own speech in the light of the true beliefs of Islam. Because just a few weeks after that speech, you went to war in Afghanistan, and then you went to work in Iraq, and you forgot Saudi Arabia. That is the only government I know of that financially supports terrorism more than any other country in the world. Billions, not millions, of dollars have been spent from the Saudi Arabia Peninsula to support the terrorists. As a matter of fact, let me remind you, Mr. President, that 15 of the 19 hijackers who attacked us on September 11 were simply Saudi Muslims. But you chose to go to Saudi Arabia not to hold them responsible, but to dance with their king, King Fahd. And then you came to America and you gave us the great report. And your report was very simply, Saudi is our friend. Saudis are our allies. No, Mr. President, that was a lie and you know it. That is a great lie you told the American people, Mr. President. Yes, indeed, Mr. President. Yes, indeed, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists whom Allah called Muslim believers. And the government which supports them is simply the 57 Muslim countries in the world. And now the number is growing every day as we see many European countries who are slowly joining the Muslim states through submission because of fear. And if America does not change direction today, tomorrow America will submit to Islam as well. Now let us do what President Bush and his administrative team did not do. That is, we will investigate Allah's word, the Quran, to see who are the terrorists and why the Muslim jihadi are terrorists. First of all, let's look at what Allah stated in Quran chapter 3 and verse 151. For there we read, we will cast terror into the hearts of those who became infidels because they partner other gods with Allah. which he did not send down with any authority. And their abode is the fire, and evil is the place of the unjust. Notice the word we here is Allah. Allah, Mr. President, is speaking to the Muslims and speaking to us here in America, and Allah himself is telling us he will cast terror into the heart of the Christians, the infidels. Why is that? Because the Christians worship Jesus Christ, and because the Christians worship the Holy Spirit. So when a Christian partner these two gods next to Allah, that means Christians are polytheistic, and that means they are infidels. That is exactly what Muslims think of Christians who worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not only Allah will cast the terror into their heart, Allah will send them to fire, to hell forever. So from that verse, Quran 3:151, we know for certain that Allah is a terrorist, for he is the one who casts terror into the hearts of the Jews and the Christians.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now, we can go to Quran chapter 8, verse 12. And Allah there said, when your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you, so make firm those who believed. I will cast a terror into the hearts of those who became infidels. So strike above their necks and strike off every finger from them. It cannot be any more clear than that, my dear brothers and sisters. It is not extreme interpretation to that verse. It's just simple reading to the word of Allah. Allah in Quran chapter 8 verse 12 is commanding his angels to make firm the believers, not the extremists, not the radicals, simply the believers, those who believe. And Allah himself is telling us he will cast terror into the hearts of those who became infidels. And here is the role of the Muslims, the believers. So strike above their necks, that is decapitation, and strike off, that is to cut off, to chop off every finger from them. You see the works now between Allah the terrorist and his angels the terrorist and the Muslim believers the terrorist? That is the truth about terrorism in Islam. Muslim believers who would behead the infidels and cut off their fingers after Allah casts the terror into their heart as the angels of Allah strengthen the Muslim to do their jihad. Let's move on to another verse, and that is Quran chapter 8 verse 60. And there Allah said, and prepare for them whatever power you can of the tying of horses, strike terror into the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others. Without them, you do not know them. Allah knows them. And what you spend from anything for the sake of Allah, it will be repaid to you, and you will not be dealt with unjustly. This is Allah's word, America. That is the truth about Islam and terrorism, America. Allah is commanding the Muslim believers to strike terror into the enemy of Allah. That is anyone and everyone who does not believe in Allah. And Allah is telling the rich Saudi, whatever money you spend, it will be repaid to you. That's why the rich countries give money towards jihad and the rest of the Muslims perform jihad themselves. So I don't know if Mr. Bush is going to stand by his word when he said that the enemy of America is the terrorist and every government that supports them. Saudi Arabia now, from Allah's words, are the one who spend the money. They are the one who support the jihadi worldwide. Will we go in war against Saudi Arabia? The answer is absolutely not. Why? Because we are simply a coward, ignorant nation. Let's move on to Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27. For there Allah said, and He brought down the people of the book who begged them from their strong places and cast the terror into their hearts. A group of them you are killing and a group of them you are taking captive. And He made you to inherit their land and their homes and their money, and a land which he had never set foot on. And Allah was mighty over all things. Did you hear what Allah said, my dear brothers and sisters? Did you hear what Allah said, O political leaders of the land? He, that's Allah, is the one who cast the terror into the heart of Bani Qurayza. And that's what these two verses are talking about. And the Muslims killed the male between 700 to 800 male who were beheaded on that day. And the women and the children were taken as captives, as slaves, Mr. President. And the Muslim who sieged this village, the village of Bani Qurayza, for 25 nights, inherited their land and their homes and their money. This is the interpretation of all Muslim scholars to these two verses, Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27. And if you look carefully, my dear brothers and sisters, to all that which took place in this invasion of Muhammad and his early Muslim believers to Bani Qurayza, it is exactly the blueprint which ISIS today are practicing. And I'm amazed how people are rejecting ISIS, and they're telling us that ISIS are not Islam because of what they're doing. Because if that is true, therefore Allah's Apostle Muhammad was not a good Muslim, and all the early Muslim believers were not good Muslims because they did exactly what ISIS is doing today. The only difference between ISIS and Muhammad and his followers is now we have videos for what the Muslims are doing, but in Muhammad days there was not internet, there was not cameras, there were not video, so we do not have really picture of it. But the script of what Muhammad did and his Muslim believers are still here in the Quran. Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27. And the last portion of this verse is very important. For Allah said, and a land which he had never set foot on. I guess if you understand what Allah is talking about here, he's talking about the rest of the earth. He's talking literally about the United States of America land. And Allah was mighty over all things. Quickly, I share with you Quran chapter 59, verse 2, where Allah also said there, so Allah came to them from where they did not reckon, and He cast terror into their hearts. You see, this is a clear, direct word of Allah to the Muslim believers in the Quran that Allah is a terrorist. Last verse and not the least. It is the most powerful verse in all the six verses we have read in this broadcast. That is Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. For you see, as you read the Quran and as you learn about Allah, the God of Muhammad, Satan, the God of Islam, you will see that He is always the greater. He is always the stronger. He is always the powerful. No one is like Him in His might and everything about Him, except in that one verse, that is Quran chapter 59 and verse 13, where here we see that Muslims are even greater than Allah. That is the Muslim believers. Listen to the word of Allah, Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. Allah here is speaking directly to the Muslim believers when He said, you are a greater terror in their chest than Allah. This is because they are people who do not understand. Yes, indeed. Every Muslim believer who believes in the Quran, who are willing to practice the teachings of the word of Allah in the Quran, they know it, that they are a greater terror into the chest, into the heart of the infidels than Allah himself. You may have heard me in the past when I said, and I'll repeat again, I do not have any fear of Allah. Allah cannot harm me. Allah, Satan, cannot harm me. The only one who can harm me is actually the Muslims who believe in Allah. These are the people whom Allah is using to bring terror on earth. Muslim believers are the true problem we have in the world. Those who believe in the word of Allah and those who practice the commands of Allah. These are, my dear brothers and sisters, the most important six verses in the Quran, which George W. Bush ignored and all our politicians ignored and the entire liberal media ignored to know the truth about who are the terrorists and why Muslim believers are terrorists. It is Quran chapter 3, verse 151, Quran chapter 8, verse 12, Quran chapter 8, verse 60, Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, Quran chapter 59, verse 2, and finally, Quran chapter 59, verse 13. So now we know the truth that Muslim terrorists are believers who practice their own faith. The terrorists are not trying, in effect, to hijack Islam, but Islam hijacked them. And the enemy of America are every Muslim who believe in the word of Allah in the Quran and who is willing to practice the teachings of the word of Allah in the Quran and the command and the teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith. And until we meet again for the next broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.